When he came back from college, they discovered that everything about him has changed. They noticed it from a mile away that his character and attitude has been shaping like a bricks that spring from dust, mud, clay. She thought he was trying to isolate himself, but neither did she understand that he had received something that made him distinguished from the rest. She came close, looked into his eyes, and couldn't recognize her son because he doesn't even look like himself. She was curious. She became eager to know the reason behind his silence. She persuaded him to speak. His face was buried beneath the ground. His lips were shaking like a man whose life was at the verge of death, but he finally spoke anyway and he said, "Pardon my manners, ma, I did not crave your indulgence. Before I embark on this journey, I have finally been initiated." She could not contain the words she heard. She screamed and shouted loud. Her voice echoed through the roof when she said, "Jesus!" And he said, "Do not mention the name of my Capone in vain." Your Capone! Your Capone! Is this what you want the tertiary institution to become? But he further explained, "You know, when you are newly admitted into college, you can easily be intimidated. So I decided to get fortified. That evening, when I was in the hostel where I reside, some men approached me with a constitution from their kingdom. The word they spoke persuaded me, so I decided to honor their invitation. That evening, when I got to the province, the man who represented the Capone spoke words. Words so powerful that it swept me off my feet. I fell for L-O-V-E. I decided to get initiated when I blend in. I took the oath. They gave me an orientation before my induction. I was buried beneath H2O and I rose. Buried beneath H2O and I rose. When I rose, I started speaking the language of the gods. I started speaking coded language that was meant for the initiated. Maraga dega braga ilalon shakta kapra ilalanda. I spoke in tongues. She came close to rip off his clothes to see if he still have scars left or injury due to the brutal torture he might have received when he was going through the initiation process. He said, "Hold on, ma. My Capone took lashes from her lashes, so he took nails from her nails. He was brutally tortured for my sake, so I would not be enslaved when I came." Then she looked at her son. She said, "You mean you went to the tertiary institution of higher learning to belong to a fraternity?" He said, "Yes, the fraternity of divinity. Because what this world offers is vain, that the end is full of calamity. So I choose to belong to eternity." He looked at her, he said, "Ma, where I belong now, we always have our meetings in the evening, every first Sunday of the month. We come together, we drink blood and we eat flesh. We drink blood and we eat flesh." Then she came close and she said, "Please, I want you to lead me to Dayo Capone. I want to get initiated too." I told her, "Don't bother, ma. I represent the Capone here. Let me do the initiation myself." "And each and every one of you know that no initiation on this earth can ever take place without the tools. No initiation on this earth can take place without the tools. When she said she wanted to give her life, I brought out my tools. I brought out my tools. I brought out my tools. The tools that will not chastise you. The tools that will not leave mark on your body. The tools that will not leave you going home in pains. I brought out my tools when I was done with her. She said she received peace that she never heard before. My brethren in the brotherhood, this is war. This is war! And there is no neutral ground. And if you are not with us, you are making issues worse. And as for those who will sail through just to fish men, and when you go through, a time the storm might be raging, don't forget, your perfect anchor is with you. Your point one is always on board. The ship cannot capsize. And he will always say, peace be still. Peace be still. And make una no forget. Now blood, now we drink, no be zobo. Eternity where we belong, no be YOLO. Purify we cut of many colors, no be polo. Now God be our defender, no be YOBO. Don't forget, we bear the mark of Christ, we don't disembark. We bear the mark of Christ, we don't disembark. So when we are coming back and someone scream and say, who goes there? We tell them, Jesus. Who goes there? 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 With a fly color, and the color where would they fly? Are the blood of Jesus now in the inside? The anointing upon our life, not a pamper egg, it will break the yoke. The anointing upon your life, not a pamper egg, it will break the yoke. God bless you.